This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the answer to this Day to Day pop quiz. Here's the question: of the entire 50 United States, which one's name is most frequently mispronounced, and what do locals prefer? Answers just ahead. First, though, the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan is known for being oil rich and increasingly for being democracy poor. They held a presidential election last October, but international observers said the voting was marred by fraud and violence. The government is said to try to intimidate anyone who opposes it. And the latest target is a mosque, the spiritual center for a 2,000-person Islamic community in the capital of Baku. From Baku, Natalia Antalava reports.
The murmur of prayer echoes through the spacious chamber of the ancient Juma Mosque in the old town Baku. This thousand-year-old mosque is one of the oldest in the predominantly Muslim Azerbaijan. But in the Soviet times, it was used as a carpet museum. When the Soviet Union fell apart, the mosque was given back to a local Shiite community. Now the Azeri government wants these people out of the mosque. The community officials say lacks proper registration and the mosque must be given back to the carpet museum. But many believe the government's real target is the mosque's young imam and human rights activist, Ilgar Ibrahimoglu. Faiz Ismailzadeh is a local political analyst.
The imam of this mosque has been accused of participating in post-election violence and calling for the overthrow of the regime. So I think government is using this opportunity to crack down on this mosque because of his political preaching.
Last October, thousands took to the streets to protest what they said was an election rigged in favor of Ilham Aliyev, son of Azerbaijan's late president Heydar Aliyev. In the following months, some 124 political activists were jailed, including Ibrahimoglu. 1 month after Ibrahimoglu's arrest in December, the Juma community received a letter from the Azeri authorities demanding that they leave the mosque. Rafiq Aliyev is the head of Azerbaijan's State Committee for Religious Affairs.
There are limits to everything. We have evidence that the head of this community participated in the anti-government demonstrations and was one of the organizers. They crossed the limit and the government must defend itself.
Aliyev also claims Ibrahimoglu has links to radical Shiite groups across the border in Iran. Ibrahimoglu and his supporters deny all of the allegations. Members of the international community are also skeptical of the government's accusations. Steinar Gill is Norway's ambassador to Azerbaijan.
The authorities are claiming that Ilgar Ibrahimoglu was taking part in party politics before the last presidential election. As far as I know, the only thing he did publicly was to urge people to vote according to their conscience and according to democratic principles.
Just recently, the Council of Europe threatened Azerbaijan with expulsion over the country's rapidly deteriorating human rights record. But the U.S. has remained quiet. In fact, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld visited Azerbaijan last year and personally congratulated President Aliyev for his election victory. Azerbaijan is an ally in America's war on terror. And then there is oil. Currently under construction is a U.S.-backed $3 billion pipeline, which would send Azerbaijani oil through Georgia to Turkey and out to the West. Azerbaijan's oil riches are controlled by President Aliyev's family. Leyla Yunus, head of Peace and Democracy Institute in Baku, says Azerbaijani society is paying a high price for its oil wealth.
All declarations about human rights, it's nothing before the business of oil. And international and transnational oil companies which work in Azerbaijan support this present regime.
The parishioners of the Juma Mosque say they will not allow the government to destroy their community. 23-year-old Jamil Akberov speaks for many.
We'll go on praying, so we are not going to leave the mosque. We have to stay here and go on praying. Government can't do what they want, so we have rules.
But it's the Azeri government that sets the rules. The officials say they will take the Juma community to court and will force them out of the mosque unless they leave willingly. For NPR News, I'm Natalia Antalava.